we are still reeling from the effects of Irma. So that event has sort of painted everything we do, both in Washington and Tallahassee. But there's still, you know, critical need for research funding. We're still battling HLB, and the legislature has been very supportive of us in the past few years and helping our research effort move along. So again, we're going to be looking to our champions there. And fortunately, even in these challenging times, you know, the legislature has been supportive, and that's comforting to us. And of course, Representative Ben Albritton on the House side, and Senator Denise Grimsley and Senator Wilton Simpson and you know, our House members from Polk County and of course the Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam. These are all people that understand what the Florida citrus industry is facing right now, and we'll go up there and look to research dollars, but also, you know, we want to see what kind of programs or incentives we can create that will cost share programs that'll help growers replant. We've got to get 30 million trees in the ground over the next 10 years to sustain the infrastructure of Florida citrus, the packing houses, the processing plants. So we need to plant trees. And there have been several programs that have been managed and coordinated by Florida Department of Agriculture. The Grove program that has been very helpful, and we're going to look to get those funded again and get more trees in the ground.